This tiny companion to the bright dog star was dubbed the pup. And by 1922, this new type of star had an official classification. It was called a white dwarf. But naming it was the least of scientists' problems. When they compared its size to its mass, something extraordinary emerged. It was denser than anything on Earth. Denser than anything previously imagined. They were a type of star that shouldn't exist. The burnt-out remains of one whose fusion has stopped. Their fuel is exhausted, so how can they still shine? Mysteries that have long intrigued Professor John Ellis.
Throughout their lives, stars make their energy by fusing together light nuclei to make heavier ones. They start off with hydrogen and they make helium, then they go on to fuse together helium to make carbon and oxygen. And as time goes on, they burn up more and more of this fuel until eventually, it's like a car, you run out of gas.
With its helium-burning days at an end, the white dwarf's active life is over. All it's left with is a dead core of carbon and oxygen. It's not really a star at all, but a cinder. And the internal battle raging in the heart of the star between gravity and fusion now has a clear victor.